Our reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites? Residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonder of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
That list of countries and regions in today's scripture is pretty impressive, right? Thank you, Bill. The list covers the entire Roman Empire and some neighboring kingdoms as well. It names languages from all over the world. Most importantly, it's the languages that were spoken and understood by any Jew who was in the vicinity of where the Holy Spirit swept through the place where the followers of Jesus were gathered. A sound like the rush of a violent wind. You can imagine that sound, right? It's that sound when you're in your home at night and a storm comes up and the wind is howling outside. It's rattling the screens on your home. The house is just groaning against the wind. A sound like the rush of a violent wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. Tradition says that this house where they were sitting was the one where they had held that Passover, that upper room. That's just kind of where we like to picture the disciples in those last stories of the Gospels and here at the beginning of Acts. But Bible scholars say it was probably more likely that this was the temple, for they referred to the temple as a house as well. It doesn't really matter. What you need to imagine is that sound, that loud rushing sound filling a space that you're occupying, not outside of the space, you're occupying in the space you are occupying. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each one of them. In the book of Exodus, when the law was given to Moses, fire came down from heaven. It was a confirmation that what was happening there was God. It was saying, this is really happening. And here, there is fire, or something like it, coming down again. And at this time, it's not just in one place. It's on every believer gathered there. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. It's weird how the Holy Spirit doesn't seem to work like this anymore, isn't it? Or maybe the Spirit does, just doesn't have quite the special effects budget of this particular day. The day that everyone nearby heard the commotion. Everyone heard the believers speaking directly to them in a language they understood. The day that Peter preached his first amazing sermon. A day that ended with 3,000 baptisms. The day the church was born. No, we definitely don't see days like these. These are once in a lifetime, once in forever sorts of things. But the Spirit does. I believe this. The Spirit does equip us to speak other languages. Languages that others who need to hear the good news, languages they are fluent in, languages some of us may not even be aware that we speak. But these are languages that others need us to use. They need to hear them. So I'm fluent in a few languages. Did you know that? I speak the language of a working mother. I speak the language of a mother of a child on the autism spectrum. I speak the language of dance moms and band moms. Languages, by the way, that I'm a little out of practice using now because my brass player left his trombone at home when he went to college. And my dancer found a different passion, broadcasting, when she went to high school. I can speak other languages too. Some of them you might know about, like I speak the language of someone who answered a call to ministry right smack in the middle of an accounting career. There are other languages I speak that may not even seem like a language, like the language of being a really, really, really good listener. Try me sometime. Sometimes that's the language people need from you the most. And that is the point. The languages that I speak are the ones that people in my life might really need to hear. And when I speak to the right people, the people that God puts in my path, well, when I speak these Holy Spirit-given languages, sometimes those who hear the words, they hear what they need to hear. They hear someone who talks their language. They find a connection that they need to make. When I speak these Holy Spirit-given languages, sometimes it speaks to the Holy Spirit in the person to whom I am speaking. And this is the most exciting thing of all, y'all. This is the most exciting thing. You speak languages too. Languages I might not speak. Some of you may speak the language of a cancer survivor. Some of you may speak the language of someone who has been widowed. You might speak the language of a survivor of abuse or a recovering of an addiction. You might speak the language of divorce. You might speak a language of business or science or medicine. Basically, these are languages that come from that wisdom that you get from all of those years of experience that are unique to you. Unique to you. And these unique experiences are things that the Holy Spirit can use, every one of them. The Holy Spirit can use these things to speak words of hope and love and help and promise and comfort and anything that anyone who speaks these languages might need to hear today. And it's not just about people like me who stand in a pulpit once a week. As a matter of fact, I often think it's mostly not about people who stand in a pulpit. And it's not just about evangelists and missionaries either. The Holy Spirit works in everyone. It works with everything within everyone. Now, sometimes the Holy Spirit will work in a really powerful way within certain special people in ways that make them look maybe a little more like Peter from today's scripture. You know, those people that are leaders, that always have the right words to say, and they are bold, and they are brave, and they say them on a big stage. But we are not all cut out to be Billy Grahams, or Mother Teresa's, or Martin Luther King Jr.'s. But the Holy Spirit still works within every one of us. Some of us are just cut out for a smaller stage, and some of us wouldn't step foot on a stage if you dared us. But hear the words again from the prophet Joel. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women in those days, it's today, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. We all have a spirit-given set of languages that we speak and that we understand. May we all use them to the glory of God, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, with the fire and the power of the Spirit who gives them. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we know that you do not waste a thing. The things that we have seen and experienced in our lives give us unique insight to others who are going through the same thing. We, on the other side of things that we have experienced, can speak hope and promise to people who need it. And even when we are still in the midst of difficult situations, Lord, you give us your language. A language of hope and promise. You give us your comfort and your peace. May we spread it far and wide, Lord, far and wide. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.